Hey everybody, Mike Bledsoe here. If you haven't already checked out our free ebook on improving your snatch, clean, and jerk, you can grab a copy over at barbellshrug.com by clicking the icon for it on the right side of the page. What you're about to listen to isn't an episode of the show. It's audio from a three-part conversation we filmed a couple weeks ago in preparation for our new online weightlifting program, Flight. This is part two of three, and we talk about the three reasons most people struggle with the snatch, clean, and jerk. Registration for our online weightlifting program, Flight, is now open and will be until February 10th. For all the details and to grab your spot, visit flightweightlifting.com. Go check it out now because we're giving away discounts and bonuses the earlier you sign up. Hi there, I'm Mike Bledsoe. I've got with me Doug Larson, both of us from the Barbell Shark podcast. You might recognize us from that. We're standing here with our head weightlifting coach, Alex Macklin. You were watching.
That was an awesome wave.
You were watching video two of a three-part video series. So in the first video, make sure you go back and watch that. We kind of talked about the path, you know, what it takes overall to become a successful weightlifter. You know, what's common, a common path for those who do really well. And today we're going to be talking about the three reasons you may struggle with your snatch, clean, and jerk. What is reason number one, Alex?
So, we put out that survey, and the three reasons that we saw, well, the first reason that we saw was people struggle with strength, and particularly positional strength in weightlifting. So, not being strong enough to receive a bar in the bottom squat and stand up, not being able to keep position, you know, as they pull from the ground and keep the bar path, you know, correct, and, you know, really just, and also, too, you know, not being able to be strong enough to maintain proper technique when the form, when the weight gets heavy, their form breaks down. You know, some of the people were said that, you know, as I get fatigued, my clean and jerks become more clean and press. You know, they need their squat to go up. They, their form tends to deteriorate and get more sloppy as the weight increases.
Yeah, a lot of people had positional strength issues either overhead or catching the weight at the very bottom of the squat. So either they were missing the lockout, or they're having to do press out, which is kind of the same thing, or they're struggling to catch the weight and then feel strong, come out of the hole with any amount of power.
Right.
Yeah, in addition to that, a lot of people are strong overall. You know, they may have a strong squat, strong deadlift, or press, but they're not strong in the very specific positions that are necessary to be good at weightlifting. Because the type of positions you're in, you know, you're not going to be – you may be a great back squatter, but can you catch a front, can you do a front squat in the same way you would catch a clean? Can you do an overhead squat and get down in the same squat position as you would do an overhead squat? Are you strong in the position when you pull the bar off the ground and at your knees?
Right.
You know, are you strong in every position on the way up as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a big mistake in weightlifting is the infamous stripper pull, and it's it may be a technical flaw, but you know, oftentimes it is a flaw. It is a lack of strength,
right?
You know, a lack of strength in the legs, and if your legs are not stronger as your back is, then yeah, your back's gonna shoot up, your butt's gonna shoot up, as you pull the bar off the ground. The opposite could be true as well if you're back is weaker than your legs, so
right.
You know, if you pull a weight off the ground and your back gives, your back's probably not strong enough to hold the position, the heavy weight, and keep it, you know, close to your body.
Yeah, so this is why it'd be really beneficial to do a weightlifting program that isn't just snatching and clean and jerking, but it's actually working on movements to help you get strong for very specific positions.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people don't spend enough time focusing on their very specific weaknesses. They try to do the same thing over and over and over again. Say I snatch and clean and jerk every single day, and every day I do it wrong, just doing more of doing it wrong isn't going to pull me out of the problem. I'm going to have to find where my weaknesses are,
right,
and find an exercise that's going to fix that very specific weakness, or I'm going to have that weakness basically forever.
Forever.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
I was actually being interviewed this past weekend by SweatRx. I went and watched a competition, pulled me aside, got talking. They were like, what would you tell anyone who's trying to get better at weightlifting? I was like, oh, okay, right off the cuff, but like it was really obvious what the problem is people try to put movement first, and that is they think about the snatch and they think about the floor, the bar going from the floor to overhead. And what I'm telling people to do now, like what I told her in the interview, was you've got to get strong in every position. So on the way up, you should be able to pause at each inch on the way up and hold that position. Get strong in every position you need to be in. If you can't get in those positions that are necessary, even with light weight, more than likely you have a mobility restriction. There's a problem with the shoulders, there's something wrong with the hips or the ankles. And you got to identify which of those joints you need to free up so that you can get in those positions. Get in those positions with light weight. And then add weight. Add just a little bit and then start getting strong in every position. And not until you do you get decently strong in those positions, should you even be trying to move from position to position? And that's the movement. But all too often, people jump straight to, I gotta, you know, sling this bar off the floor and get it overhead. So that is what getting in positional strength is. And there's also a lot of assistance exercises you can do that may not look like the lifts themselves, but if you have, like you were saying before, weak hamstrings, weak back or something like that, something along the posterior chain, just doing a deadlift may not do it. You might want to do RDLs
or deficit
ham
RDLs.
Raises. There's a lot of these exercises that don't look a lot like, you know, the snatch and clean and jerk, but are really beneficial for getting stronger in those positions.
Yeah, it starts with being able to be strong in your start position and your finish position.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
on a snatch, you want to be good and get to a perfect position at the start, which is basically bars just on the ground. You got your butt down, arms locked out, shoulders up, shoulders back, chest high, you know, butt low as the knees, et cetera, et cetera. And then also in your catch position, so you'd be catching at the very bottom of an overhead squat. If you can't do a start position and an overhead squat all the way to the bottom, you basically have no business trying to do a full snatch without some type of modification, and that's where the assistance exercises come in.
Right. Yeah. All right, so the second reason why people have trouble with the snatches and cleans is that they feel they have a lack of confidence. Some of our people have said that they feel that they need more courage to get on the bar. They have this mental block. You know, they feel like once it starts getting heavy, they see all that weight on the bar, and they're like, oh, I can't lift this weight. And they psych themselves out, and they just miss lifts just because they're nervous or anxious about getting under it. And they're also, too, you know, it can be difficult when you have all these technical cues and all these things in your head. They feel like they're always overthinking the lifts, and then, you know, it's that – paralysis analysis thing. They, you know, they get up to the bar and they have like, all right, shoulders of the bar, knees back, do all these things, and then they freeze up. So I think a big one is just the mental game of weightlifting.
Yeah, a big part of it is just being an athlete. Like once you get to a certain weight, or once you know get to a certain point in the day, you need to just forget all the drills you've been doing, forget all the technique cues, and you just need to be an athlete, which basically means turning your mind off and just trying to move and just move as best you can, which is a hard thing to teach someone to do.
Right.
It takes a little bit of experience, and that basically means that you got to have a whole lot of reps under your belt. You got to practice a lot, and then once you get to the point that you've had enough reps under your belt, you can just turn your mind off and just go. You got to just be an athlete and just fucking move, which is hard to teach. That's an experiential thing, but that's where you got to eventually get to.
Well, that's where the practice comes in.
Yeah, and that's what Doug's talking about is like when you get – for me, I consider heavy weight for a snatch and clean jerk 85% or above your one rep max. And when you hit that point, if you're thinking too much, you're not going to make the lift more than likely. That's when you have to be that athlete. That's why you do all those reps in the 60, 70%, you know, 80% rep ranges. You go light a lot so that you can be thinking and lifting. And then when you start getting heavy, you do have to turn that off. I mean, those lighter percentages, that's where you're making all the adjustments. That's where you're getting better at the lifts. And then when you get real heavy, yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. That's when you got to turn on the athlete, not think about it. When you're at, you know, 5 pounds off your PR, that's not the time to start thinking, oh, should I adjust this technique or should I be going through that checklist? No, you should have already done that lift so many times that by the time you walk up to
automatic.
It, it's like, don't worry about what the weight is on the bar and just do the lift.
Yep. And I mean, really also too, it goes back to what we were talking about the first point and being strong and having that confidence as well and doing those assistance exercises. So like, you know, really great assistance exercise for building confidence with the snatch is, you know, doing snatch balances and things like that. And you can work up to some pretty heavy weights with a snatch balance, and that can help you get a lot more confident receiving the bar overhead in that overhead squat position. So, you know, being stronger too will help also with that confidence.
Yeah, I think the best confidence building exercise for snatches, heaving snatch balances,
yeah.
Which is a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, a snatch balance is great for speed under the bar, heaving snatch balance for confidence, because most people should be able to heaving snatch balance more than they can snatch. So that's when you go, oh, I can get under this weight with a lot more weight than I thought.
Yeah, but both of those things are beneficial. A lot of people have confidence issues getting on the bar, and a lot of people just have a pure speed issue getting on the bar. That's not getting on the bar fast enough.
Right.
And we know from the survey that those are actually one of the, you know, two of the top things that people talk about. And if I'm not mistaken,
which actually
that's number three, right?
Number three.
That's right.
That's
speed
number
under the bar.
That's the third reason is speed under the bar.
I totally planned that.
people feel slow under the bar. They power most things because they don't feel fast getting under the bar.
Oh, man, that happens to everybody. Dude, when people first start with weightlifting and snatching and not necessarily with cleans, it's more common with snatching is that they always want to power snatch. They don't want to catch in the bottom position. They don't want to throw a barbell over their head in a bottom position where they don't feel stable and they don't feel safe and they drop the fucking bar on their head.
Right.
That would suck.
People feel like, you know, they're slow motion. And really, too, another thing that goes along with speed is just timing and coordination of the lifts, too. They don't have that timing down because weightlifting is a lot about technique and speed is a lot about timing as well. So
if you don't got your timing down, it's hard to get under the bar very fast.
Right
about when you're going up and you get that kind of stretch in your arms that it can help slingshot you under the weight if you do it right. But getting that timing initially is really difficult. You don't have that feeling yet.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how long I weightlift. The timing is still something I'm constantly tweaking and trying to improve. And sometimes improving or making worse on accident, I'll change one technique over here and my timing changes just because I started doing this drill, which I thought was totally unrelated, but now, oh my God, I'm going a lot faster under the bar.
I think point number two and point number three are actually heavily
related.
Confidence to get under the bar and the speed to get under the bar go hand in hand. If you're not confident, you're not going to get under the bar very fast. And if you can't get under the bar very fast, then you can't be confident. It's this interesting chicken or the egg thing.
A few exercises I like to do to like work on speed under the bar would be muscle snatches, because people aren't getting under the bar fast because they're not pulling under the bar. Right.
Pulling. Mm-hmm. People always want to say that, oh, getting under the bar, drop. I can't stand it. It's not a drop. It is not a drop. You are actively pulling yourself, accelerating yourself under the bar.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I like muscle snatches so much, because people are actually actively pulling. They're pulling the weight up, but during a full snatch, they will be pulling themselves under, and that strength there in the shoulders is going to help make that happen a lot faster.
One of the exercises I really like is the tall snatch or the tall clean.
Yeah,
basically stand straight up and you just try to pull yourself underneath the bar, just using your arms and trying to shoot your body down as quickly as possible. That kind of helps also with the timing factor, because when that bar gets heavy, when you don't have much to pull here, you've got to shoot your ass down to the bottom of the bar as soon as possible.
Something I was taught recently was fatigue yourself on muscle. This is more advanced technique. Maybe I shouldn't mention it.
Don't do it. Don't tell them what it is.
hit like a heavy 5-rep max on a muscle snatch, and then do a couple more sets really heavy, and then do some snatches off the blocks.
And snatches off the blocks are really great.
So what happens is you end up getting really fatigued there, and you have to try so much harder. Like, the effort required to pull under the bar is so high at that point that it starts, you do that enough, you drill that enough, that you combine those two exercises and workouts enough that when you do pull them out and you start getting back to a full snatch, all of a sudden you're like snapping under the bar and it feels really good.
It's a bummer. Most CrossFit gyms that I've been to, they don't program that stuff. They don't program tall snatches. They don't program muscle snatches. They don't program heaving snatch balances. It's just not a very common thing to find in most CrossFit gyms that I've been to. We don't do it at our place that often, truth be told.
Yes.
And unless we have people that are actually weightlifters that are doing a weightlifting specific program, then from those part, we just let them do the basics and all these very specific accessory movements unless we call someone out specifically for having this problem. Like, the group doesn't do it. It's hard to find in a group setting.
There's not enough time. I mean, most people want to be in and out in an hour, and
they're not going to be in Metcons
practicing something for 15 minutes. I mean, that's a quarter of your training time. But if you're dedicated just to weightlifting, that's a totally different story.
Yeah,
and that's something that we actually talk about in the first video we did. So again, if you want to see why that's important, you might want to check that out.
That's about really all we have for video number two. Video number three is going to come out in just a couple days, and we're going to talk about what a good weightlifting training program has and what a good weightlifting training program doesn't have. So that'll be out in just a few days, so be on the lookout for that. We'll email you if you're on our list, or also we'll be posting about it on social media, obviously. If you haven't downloaded the awesome weightlifting guide that the three of y'all put together, that's absolutely fucking amazing. If you haven't downloaded that yet, please click that link and look through that training guide. Also, we have another thing that's going to be a part of the new program that we're putting together. The new program is called Flight, and this thing is going to be called Flight School. And it's a cool weightlifting training program that Alex and another one of our coaches named Kurt put together with CTP. That's going to be a part of the actual training program as a part of the educational materials that, that come along as a bonus with that new training program. So, actually, can you edit in like a little clip of that at the end of this video?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, CTP is going to show you a little preview of that at the end of this program. So, be on the lookout for video number three. Also, if you want to add questions or comments about these videos or about the upcoming training program or about anything that you read in the guide that you just you know, have a question about and you want to just get our feedback, or if you're just you know, all excited about the program and you want to just kind of just go rah rah below and just kind of get pumped up and pump up some of the rest of the group, you're welcome to do that too. So, we'll see you in video three.
What's another error that we see a lot with the first pull of the clean or the snatch?
Definitely the lifter being pulled down by the weight, folding forward.
Okay. So what Kurt's talking about is that when a lifter will pull the bar off the floor, what can happen is that the back gives. Okay, this is my problem because I have strong legs, but I have a weak back. Okay, my back is not as strong as my legs are. So what happens is when you pull off the floor and it's heavy, it's going to pull you down. As much as you try to keep your back nice and tight, it's still gonna pull you down and you're not gonna be able to maintain position. You're gonna get pulled forward. Everything's gonna go south pretty quick. So what you need to do is you need to strengthen your back and your posterior chain. And what are some good exercises to help strengthen your back or your posterior chain?
Definitely the RDL and the deficit RDL, in my opinion. And I like to do those slowly and controlled, working on keeping that perfect posture on the way back down to the floor.
This RDL is called a Romanian deadlift. It's otherwise known as a stiff-legged deadlift. Basically, he's going to hinge at the hips. He's going to let the bar come down. He's going to maintain a very, very nice, tight back and then come back up. Okay, he's just going to go right below his knees. Okay, he doesn't have to necessarily have to go down to the ground. But the main point is you're gonna hinge at the hips, keep this back nice and tight. This is really gonna work the posterior chain and help build a really, really strong back. You can also do this from the deficit. Like I said, because there's more range of motion, he can get a little lower. He can really get a nice hinge at the hips, send those hips back, and really work those posterior chains, muscles of the hamstrings and the lower back. Okay, he can get even lower. All right, and then he'll come back up, okay? So these two movements, the RDL or the deficit RDL, these are great accessory movements to help strengthen your back and your posterior chain muscles. I would recommend doing these once a week, maybe three sets of 10 once a week to help strengthen your lower back and your posterior chain muscles if you have the problem of a weak back. All right, so Kurt, what's another reason why people can't get under the bar?
I think probably the biggest reason early on, especially that lifters aren't getting under the bar is confidence. They're just not comfortable with it. They haven't done it enough. You know, things feel heavy in the hole, things like that.
Yeah, so people are scared of the weight. It's a heavy weight overhead, and they never, you know, if it's a PR attempt, you know, they don't know how it's gonna feel overhead, and so they probably dump it before they even get a chance to lift it. All right, so what are some things that we could probably do to help develop some confidence when going overhead with a snatch?
Just some really dynamic things that are gonna help your bottom position, get you kind of rock solid down there and used to having heavy weight over your head, as well as being fast. And one of those is the snatch balance.
Okay, yeah, snatch balance. All right, so let's see a snatch balance here. All right, so snatch balance, really, really great exercise to teach one confidence and control getting to that bottom position, all right? So what's gonna happen is that you notice that Kurt's feet are in the pulling position. What's gonna happen is he's gonna heave the bar up a little bit and then quickly push his body down underneath the bar and receive the bar with locked out arms. He's gonna control that descent, but he's gonna have to be fast. He's really gonna have to push his body down underneath quickly. And when you load this bar up with some weight, you know, you could probably do close to what you normally snatch, okay, or that should be your target goal. You load this bar up some weight, you're really gonna have to move down to the bottom. So, Curry, let's see a snatch balance. Beautiful. Okay. Notice how he gave a little quick little heave, and then he immediately tried to push his body down underneath, move his feet out into their receiving position. Let's see it one more time. Good. Okay. One more time. Notice how the arms try to lock out as fast as possible. Beautiful. All right, so the main question on a lot of people's mind, and a lot of people struggle with this, is the third pull or the catch, how to get faster at getting under the bar, how to get better or more comfortable or more confident at getting under the bar. So what are some things that, you know, we could teach them to help them with that?
Getting under the bar quickly means actively pulling under the bar. So a lot of people think they lack the confidence because their bottom position is shaky, and that's because they are still kind of making contact and hoping that the bar is going to float over their head while they just kind of pick their feet up and fall under the bar. And that's not the case. You actively pulling under the bar is how you get there. And
have you ever seen that illustration of the snatch cartoon where it's like, the guy is like pulling the bar off the ground and then he goes to extend and then it says a miracle happens and then it's overhead? A lot of people feel like sometimes that's how it is because, if you have the mentality, I hate seeing that. Like, how do I get better at dropping under the bar? You're not dropping. You are pulling yourself under the bar. You've got to keep pulling under the bar. So that's why, you know, with the third pull, we really try to emphasize it's a pull. It's an active pull, okay? So whether you use the cues like keep pulling under the bar, we've talked about using the bar as a handle. I know Kurt has told me that a lot. Think about using the bar as a handle to literally pull and ratchet yourself underneath the bar. So what are some exercises to help kind of with that?
Big fan of the tall snatch to learn to actively pull yourself down under that bar.
Yeah, Kurt, why don't you show us the tall snatch or the tall clean?
Let's go with snatch.
All right. So this can be done. This is the tall snatch. This can be also done with the clean. Just use the clean grip. But basically, all Kurt's going to do is stand nice and tall. Actually, I recommend people squeezing their butt because what happens is that if you don't keep your butt squeezed, you'll want to re-bend and use your legs more instead of actively pulling with the arms. So squeeze your butt, and actually you can also make this a little bit more difficult. You can actually go on the toes. Yeah, this makes it super, super, super hard. Now you can't use any kind of leg drive or anything, and it's all pull yourself under the bar as fast as possible. Oh. Look how active and fast he is pulling himself on the bar, okay? Excellent, excellent. So when this weight gets heavy, you're gonna feel, actually I love this drill because when you put weight on this bar, you actually start feeling yourself accelerating under the bar. Like you actually can feel yourself shoot down to the bottom and use the bar as a handle to shoot down to the bottom.